to Bishol Rabasi. Omaluhu, Loishonu El Lochoila Hamargo. He also takir. When do we have the cool that you could be saying on Tishakadin? That means even if you're margul, even if you have tashmish with your wife, but I'll be your chaylo. But if you're sick and it comes out in the middle of the night by oinis, then potemiklum, then there's no takonor at all. That's where he holds aloha. Rabizoy, Amr Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Yisrael said, it's the mid chatz for Rav Nachman. Let's put and fix all these kelim back again. We got to fix back again this measurement of Tisha Kaben, because now it's shchiach again. If you hold that a chayla hamargul, he's a tam lechokim, that has tashmish with his wife, he's allowed to use Tisha Kaben, so that's shchiach. We have to have the measurement back again. Trashi, it's the mid means this chaskul. Let's put it back again. Shvarav, the broken pieces. Let's proclaim that tzarech lanu white boy. We need it again. Put it back together again. So they were now michti. Kula amiroi v'tanoi v'diyezva kimiflegin. Everybody here is thinking, so machleik is, what was the tekonis Ezra? How was Ezra misakin? But more of a nechzei Ezra, hechen tikin. Let's see how Ezra was made a tekonah. So machleik is, if you're a margulet, could use tishakab, and if not tishakab, and when yeah, when not, let's see. The Tosfos explains, the top Tosfos, v'arbe mekoyim is gabi shar tekonis leiporuch gemorah, ki hochi. We understand they forget takonas. We have to remember how they're masakin it. Elishani yocha the dover rogu b'chol yoimu al kein anu zucharim. His inyan bakeri is very shchiach. People become bakeri. Never they have tashmish with the wife, so it's a very shchiach gazach. So something like this we shouldn't have forgot. Everybody has to know how we know it. Fred Gemara, let's see how Ezra made a takona. Then the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ezra tikkun Abaye first said Ezra made a takona lebori hamargo. For a healthy person that has tashmish with his wife, and if he brings a zera out, is then memso. He bedavka has to go to a mikvah.
All right, turn. Now, a bor really yonsev, or a healthy person, that the zera comes out by itself, liyonsei, let's say through the night, without his das, it comes out liyonsei, the force like, then tisha kabin, and all he has to do is to become Torah, is just to put tisha kabin, pour 9th kabin of water over him. That's what Ezra was masakin. Now, the Yos Amaroi came via Amaroi, and Rashi says, it means of Dimi Verovin, or Pligi Bechela. They have a machoikas, what should be the locha by a sick person? Masava one holds Chela Hamagal, a sick person, that he has Tashmish, he causes the zero to come out. Kibori Yamag has the same locha like a healthy person, causes the zero to come out, and therefore he has to go to the mikvah, and Memso. And Vechela Leyonsoi, if a person that's sick, a zera comes out by itself at the night time, loinsoi is kabor loinsoi, the same malacha like a healthy person. There's a chayla, and the bori has the same malacha. That if you loinsoi, you only need tishakabin, and hamagu, you need memso. Umasa, the other mori says no. The other mori holds, chayla hamagu kabor loinsoi. That if you're sick, even though you cause the zera to come out, you live with your wife, still all you need is tishakabin, like a healthy person comes out loinsoi. And the chayla liyonsa, a person sick and it comes out by nighttime by itself, so lochus then potim mekulam, you're going to go to the mikvah, you do not even need to teach a kabin. So that's the machloikas amaroyim. Omer Rav says like this, need to take an Ezra tefillah. Ezra's mistaken tree, you have to go to the mikvah, but nisin the mitikin was Ezra mistaken the takon of teach a kabin to pour teach a kabin over you. I've omer mam lived before, Ezra taken tefillah the balakarian, Ezra's mistaken to go to the mikvah, that's all, but not this takon of teach a kabin. So most of like this, Ella rather pshat like the Ella Omarova. Ezra taken to feel the bari hamagre. True, Ezra is a masakin of a healthy person lives with his wife that causes the zera to come out. For that memso, true, he has to go to the mikvah. That was Ezra's takana. That's it. Now the Yosher Abonabon came this kind of the man takana. Labor really owns a person is healthy. The zera comes out by himself by itself. Is tisha kabin? That's the takana later that you need tisha kabin. The Yosam Maroi, now Maroi and Lady Kem, they argue, Bechela, what's the law of a sick person? That Masa, Bechela, Magal, Kabor, Yamagal, and therefore you need a Tisha, you need a Mikvah. Bechela, Leonsai, Kabor, Leonsai, you take any Tisha Kabin. Well, Masa, we know, Labor, Yamagal is Memson, for a healthy person needs Memson. But Bechela, Hamagal is Kabor, Leonsai, Tisha Kabin, no, you have to have a Tisha Kabin. Ah, well, Bechela, Leonsai, the person is sick, and it comes out by itself at the night time, then potter miklum. He doesn't need a tefillah, doesn't need tisha kabin at all.
Then you daf have to go to the mikvah. But shenkin ubori liyoinsoi, but if you're healthy and it comes out by itself, then tisha kabin. Avolochoyla, luitsoi rechoyla, liyoinsoi, it comes out by itself, then potter miklum. So that's what Rava says. So it's Rashi, what does Rava mean, hilchasa? So it's Rashi, Omar Rava hilchasa. Rashi Aplukta Damaroyhu. Rav is only coming to be mas, but this last machlikas amaroyim. The posag Rava the pligi aliba the rabbonim. That the machulak in the rabbonim. Miu of the Zok Rashi about the Rav is also masking. Of the hashta nan. How do we fizik lalocham? Rav Yehuda ben Besayrin Higmin. Like we said before, because the Yom of Nachman Liel. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Basu. He's the Basu. And Avada, the Iker Halacha now that Yehuda ben Beseira, that we hold, you don't have to go to the mikvah to learn Torah. We hold like Bitlu Takonis Ezra, that even if you didn't go to the mikvah, still you're allowed to learn Torah and allowed to learn. But what's Nageyah to is, if somebody wants to be a Svat Halacha, if you want to be Machmer upon yourself, it's a nice thing to be Machmer. You have to go to the mikvah if you're about Keri. Then it's Nageyah, this Halacha. If you want to be Machmer upon yourself, how do you have to be Machmer? See, if you're a little choler that comes out by itself, you don't have to go to the mikvah at all. But one time you had tashmish with your wife and the zera came out, then if you want to be machmer, there's an Indian to be machmer. That's the takona that you don't have to go to the mikvah then. But it brought down huadin, you could have pishakabin also. The Ravad that we hold, because the Miri speaks out that with two different times. There was a time of Ezra, they first held by the mikvah. There was a time later that they saw it's very hard the mikvah. So the mavatu to the takona of the mikvah, it's enough now pishakabin. So if you do use tisha kabin, it's something, even if you have tashmish with your wife and you're healthy, there's still an inyan of tisha kabin. And the last door we hold, nehigin, that the mavatnut legamri, that you're allowed to learn Torah and do everything even though you didn't go to the mikvah. So like three stages. So if you want to be machmer upon yourself, there are two types of chumras you could have. Either you could be machmer to take a shower every time afterwards, have tisha kabin, that's also good. Or else you could be machmer without to go to the mikvah. Because there's one sheet that the Rif brings down of high going sheet there is, he learns our Gemara. Even though they're mavatol, the tefillah, they're only mavatol for divrei Torah. But for tefillah, till davin, you still have to go to the mikvah. That's a high going sheet. So the Maisa, we don't hold like that either, because we hold that you could do everything. But go upon him, if you want to be machmer upon yourself, it's a nice thing to be machmer.
And what about the duration of time if you wait a week? Is there anything in that?
What do you mean, wait a week?
Let's say that you do
and not go to the mikveh, you mean?
Not go to the mikveh, and then we do it a week later.
Then go to the mikveh a week later, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, is he, his halacha is only for if you did it the next day, or is he saying, paskening this way for a week also? Let's say you're...
For a week also, as long as you didn't go to the mikveh, it's no good. I mean, his halachas are that if you're Balkari, you're not allowed to learn Torah until you go to the mikveh. It could be a week later, right? The whole week, you can't go to the mikveh, right? Yeah, I mean, you can't learn Torah, right? Learn Torah, right? But Lamaisa, you're allowed to. We hold that lu, that is just if you want to be machmer, it's a nice thing. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Balkeri shenostam olav tisha kabin mayim is tor. Balkeri threw on top of him tisha mayim is tor. B'medva morum liatzma. It's only if you want to learn Torah or daven for yourself. Avul yacherim. Lu you say you want to be a shliach tzibur. You want to daven for somebody else. Rosh, you want to learn Torah, but you want to give a shiach, learn with acherim, then you need aboim so. Then you have to be machmer daf ketav aboim so. We have Yehuda Weimer, Mem So Mikomokim. Yehuda is Machmer, no. You need Mem So Mikomokim. We have Yerichim, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Mehai Zugu, one of them from this pair, Chad Mehai Zugu from this pair. A ratio. Some are Mazba, the ratio of this. But this is just Nochmo going over another sheet is how you had to be Noig, Bizman, you had to Takonis Ezra. The Gomko, a ratio. But Chad Oma, that we said you could be mako for yourself just to use tisha kabin, that you're allowed to learn Torah for yourself. But if you want to give a shiur, learn with other people, or daven for the people, then you have to go to the mikvah. That's only if you're a little sick and you have tashmish, you brought it upon yourself, deserve to come out. But you're a little sick and the zera came out by itself, then tisha kabin. Then you only need tisha kabin even though you want to learn with others or you want to daven for others. The chadama, one man the yama says, no. Kol yacherim, anytime you want to learn for others, afilu chadal yoinsay, even though you're sick and it came out by itself, the zera, adi ikka memso. That's the chumra. When you want to learn with others or daven for others, you always have to go to the mikvah. V'chad mehai zuga, and one of the chomin, v'chad mehai zuga, one from the other, zug said like this, a sefer. They said chedushim on the sefer. The what? Chad omo, That the Rabbi Yehuda said no, a Baal Keri always has to go to the mikvah mikomokom lo yishon nevela bekarka. He meant to say you don't have to go in the karka, ava bekelum loy. Is what's called the tefillah in the mikvah. If you go into the karka, like our mikvahs are in the karka. A fuka not a kli. You can't take a barrel and put water into the barrel and be tevil into the barrel. A keli now. The chadamar afilu bekelim nami. Then even bekelim, you're allowed to be toivim. So Rabbi Shleim Lamandi Yoma afilu bekelim, even in kelim and in a bath. You could go in and be toivim there. Haynu d'tonya Yehuda oime memsom mikol mokim. That's what Yehuda said. You have to go to the mikvah. Of a mikol mokim in any type of a tefillah in memsom, even if the water is in a kli. El Lamandi Yoma bekarka. That no, you bedavka have to go like our mikvois. That I'm a chubu to the ground, to the karkom, in. Of a bekelim lo, if you have men saw in a kli, you can't be tevil. Therefore, that Tkona says wrong, mikomokom asuyimai, what was of Yehuda be mekel that mikomokim, so at the mail asuyam, mayim shuvim. You know, there's a kula that Tkona says we can even use mayim shuvim. And that's la locha. Whoever wants to be machme to go to the mikvah, but the Kohen says you don't have to go to a kosher mikvah. It's enough that there's enough, even though it's mayim shuvim. It's also enough what the Kohen says. It's enough in the Gemara. And about the Kohen says, even bisman Ezra, it wasn't the chiv midiraisa to go to the mikvah. It was only the Kohen midirabonin, so he made kulis on this tefillah. It's enough mayim shuvim. Who what then we pass him down the Kohen says the chatzitza is not mastic. Even if you have a chatzitza on your hand, still it's enough what the Kohen says. They're coolers in this tefillah. We have Papa Rabuna Breda of Yeshua, the Rava Rabbi Rab Shmuel, Krichi Riftu Bad Yadodi. They ate the supper, they ate the bread together. So they made a moitzi, and you have three of them together. They came to bench, so one bent and made a mezumin. His Omalei Rab Papa said, Hov little didi, let me bench. Why? Let me bench. Because I had already test carbon on me today. As he was saying, with the Baal Keri last night, he had Tashmish last night, but he had already tish carbon. The Rashi says when he said tish carbon, it means lav dafka tish carbon. Because the Susi, he says no, he changed his mind, he went to the mikvah. The thing he meant to say is, I'm Tor. I have the, if you hold tish carbon enough, I have tish carbon. Amulu Rava, Berebi Yishmuel, Tanina, we learned. When could you be makel to be semech on tisha kabin? That's only yatsmoy. It's only if you want to learn or daven for yourself. When you want to do for other people, there you want to the bench to be moitzi other people. You learn daven for other people. Then dafke mem so. So even if you have tisha kabin, still you can't bench. Ella, he answered like this. Hopefully, no, still give to me to bench. So if it's lav dafka the nofel, doesn't mean the water fell on top of you. Rashi says the nofel alavaya lav dafka el tovav to be memsur. I thought it was terrible in mikvah. I said before you only had tisha kavin. I meant to say I'm Torah. That's all. He said mikvah, then he thought tisha kavin is enough. But now if you tell me for other people I have to have avoyim sur, I wasn't the mikvah also. So maybe let me bench. Omolu Rafuna said, Hova lila didi, Shino, no. If you want to take off that, I have a better taina. Let me bench already, Lavorach. Why? Telek alavai lehai v'lehai. That means I didn't have tisha kabin, and I didn't have no mikvah. Why? Because he wasn't about carry altogether. So, well, I have a bigger madrega. You want to say you were toivel? I didn't go to the mikvah. I didn't have to go to the mikvah. I had a bigger madrega. Oh, so Mephoshim said the Pshat was a bigger Madrega, because if you're about Keri, even though you're table in the mikvah, you still have a Rosh Matumah on you. The tumah doesn't go away until Harashemish. Like Midiraisa, if you're about Keri, even if you're table, you still have tumah on you till the night time. So even after your tefillah, there's still a Rosh Matumah on you. But Shaykh, if you weren't tumah at all, that's a bigger Madrega. The Roshan brings down that if you're looking for a Shliach Tzibur to daven, and you want to look from Hudnik, a Shliach Tzibur, if you know he wasn't a Balkari at all, he's better off than a person that was a Balkari who went to the mikvah in the morning. It's a big Yechashivas. It's right in his Gemara like this. He said, let me bench better, because I didn't have Tashmashes within the last 24 hours. Whereas the Roshan Matuma stays for 24-hour periods. So even though you went to the mikvah, and you talk a Torah, but a Roshan is still there. Fight the Rab Choma, Rav Choma Tavli B'mali Yoyim of the Pesach. He used to go to the mikveh every Erev Pesach. Why? Loi to Rav Medei Chavosin. Because at night he used to say the Haggadah, to be Moitzir Rav with the Haggadah. So to be Moitzir Rav, Midavka went to the mikveh. So tomorrow, though, the last Hilchos Kavosei, we don't pass like all these things, like Rashi says, Hilchos Kavosei, Rechid Liatzmai Benesina, even for yourself, it's enough. Tishkavin Lacherim Nami Benesina, for other people also. Inami, and we hold Alocha. The Pshati is the Kemak Yudim Amseira. We passkin that we don't have any more Tachanas Ezra, that you allow to daven for yourself, you allow to daven for other people, even though you didn't go to the mikvah, because we held Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. And the pshat is that the Rabbanu will move out to the Tekona.
According to the previous sheet that we don't pass the mic, if someone was tovel and had just did it with the kli, with nine,
and with
Tishukab, and then he didn't, and he wasn't davening for anybody, and a day later someone asked him to daven.
Yeah. So it'd be the same thing, you shouldn't do it. According to the sheet, you're not allowed to. And not the mikvah, right? Right, right.
A month later.
Right.
Go back to the mikvah.
Right.
Maybe
don't. That's man, yeah. Right, let the Mishnah. Someone was in the middle of davening Shimon Esrei. V'nis keshu bakeri, and he remembered now he was a bakeri and he didn't go to the mikvah. So it was man Ezra, it was also to daven then. He doesn't have to stop davening. Since he started to daven already, he doesn't have to stop. Elo yikatzer, he should finish each bracha we had before, say it first, like Rashi says, La Yavsik Tfilos Lagarmi Likatsa Kol Brocha Brocha. Every one of the Brocha, Yutchas Brochas, Riema Kola Brochas, because it's each one very fast, to finish davening fast. Now, Yorad Litva, he went down to Bitoivu, in the Mikvah, in Yorcholal, so he could get up all this Chasis and get dressed. The Likroi sent to be Kerei Kriyashma, it's like a new case now. Some a person was about Kerei Yatashmish last night. He comes in the morning, he wants to go to the mikvah, he went to the mikvah, now and he's in the mikvah now. And it's about to come Zman Krishma. Now this mission holder is about Zundu Mitzvah in Amuvcha to say Krishma by Neitzachama. That's like the Vesikin. When it comes Neitzachama, that's a special time to say Krishma. It's not Likuvah, but if you say it then, it's like a Mitzvah in Amuvcha. So now, you went down to the mikvah right before Neitzachama. If there's still enough time for you to come up and get dressed for Likrois, Achleitei, and Eitzachamo, until the sunrise didn't come up yet, Yalav Yitzchasa, rather it's better for you to come out of the mikvah and get dressed and then say Krishma, Vikra, then say Krishma. V'yim lav, but let's say it's mamish a minute before Eitzachamo. As you're going to start getting up and getting dressed, you're going to miss the Neitzachama. You're not going to be able to say Krishma. Shno Yavaheta, Yizchasa B'mayim, put your goof inside the water. But Yikra, you're allowed to say Krishma even though while you're in the mikvah. We'll see in the Gemara. Adi Yafleit, stir up the water to make the water shouldn't be a clear to see through. If you can't see Erva, you're allowed to daven that way. You're allowed to say Krishma. The Yikra. For Lo Yichasa, though, but you shouldn't cover yourself up. Lo B'mayim Haroyim, if the water smells. The water is a sruchim, means spoiled water. A lot of you, then you can't daven, you can't say Krishma there. Same thing, we have flax that was in water, soaked in water. Also, the water smells very bad, you know how to daven there. Let you put new fresh water in. And how much that the Gemara talk about? Srasha Chitta Turkin Mayim, Gwama Forish, Kama Mayi Rami Vyoza. How much water do you have to put in? Forish Law, the Chsuri Mechs of Okitoni, Lo Yikreit So Meraglayim. And now Lada Davin in front of Meraglayim. Achitl Turkin Mayim, until you add water in. We'll see how much. So the Gemara in Mishnah, the Kama Yachit Mem, how far do you have to go away from Meraglayim? Or else Minat Soya, Stam from Soya. Comes out of a person, is Daldamas. You have to go away Daldamas. Within Daldamas, you're not allowed to daven. So these are big halachas. Now, Gelamais, we'll see about these next two blocks, we'll see these halachas. So, the Gemara. Tone Rabbon. For Yoim Midbat Tfilah, somebody was davening Shimon Esrei, the Niska Shu Balkeri. Remember, he's a Balkeri, he's not allowed to daven until he goes to the mikvah. He's Lo Yafsik, don't stop davening, Eli Yakatsa. Do it fast. For Yekori Bateris, somebody got an aliyah, and he was demos, he was the Balkari, he was laning. The Niska Ashu Balkari is Eino Mafsik, he doesn't have to stop laning right there, even though he's not allowed to say Teirah, with Mafsik Viela, and the Megam came to Kuru. The Gam is Rashi Bemrutza. Let him send a Gosun, see at least three psukim, like that's the least amount you can lane to get an aliyah. Let him say it fast, and then stop laning. Reb Meir Leime, Ein Balkari Rishon Likras Bateris Yesum Gimel Psukim. We have to Hezber, that how many psukim is he allowed to lane when he realizes he's about Kerry? Only three psukim. Trash Yosem Gimel Psukim, going to base of Knesset. The Yesh Lepochus, he can't lane less than three psukim by an aliyah. You have to at least say three psukim. So if the Balkari got the li and started to lean, we don't tell him to stop. He's let at least lay in three psukim. Fast. Rashi says fast to me. The roots are. You do it fast. Do it as fast as you could. Tanya Yiduch, Mother Bryce says, Hayoimid Betzvila. Some Balkari is in the middle of davening. There's not a Balkari. It's Tamaloch. Some is in the middle of davening Shmoneser. V'royat Soye Kenegdim. You see Shmutz in front of him. Is Alocha Mahalech Lefonim. In the middle of Shmoneser, you have to walk away now. Achi is Rakenu Liachur of Daladamis. He's walk all the way in front of this Soye, the Shmutz, that today it should be now in back of you, Daladamis. You're allowed to walk in the middle of Shmoneser. For the more of our time, let's go. Then we heard it's enough that Abi is Daladamis on the side. Doesn't have to be so you walk so much in front that now it's in the back of you. It's enough if you just walk to the side, now it's Daladamas on your side. Molakasha. Or the Yesha, where you could walk, it's an open field, so you could walk way in front. So then you're supposed to go in front if it's Daladamas. Or the Yesha, the case where there's a river in front of you, so you can't go in front. So then it's enough if you walk to the side, Daladamas. Sidrashi. For time it's not the main circle, Alech Elo Achetele Achurub. You don't have to walk so much in front. The Yevshel Elech Lefona Vielefona Achetele Achurub. Lo Yevshel Goin Shiyesh No Lefona. There's a river in front of you. Then it's not Mispalik it's not. That's one halacha. Now, how you miss another halacha? We'll soon see. Not to make a steer here. How you Mispalik? Somebody was davening Shmoneser. Or Motzet Soibim Koyma, and he found out right where he was davening now, right under his legs, there was Soya there. There was Shmutz there. Is Omar Rabba Alpha P Shechot, even though he wasn't allowed to daven there, but there's still Tfilos of Tfilah. But the effort he davened, his Tfilah is a good Tfilah. Maskabla Rabba, Frek Rabba, not like that. Because the Pasuk says, Zevach Vishurim Tueva. The Rosh brings a Zevach, a Korban, it's Tueva, it's not a good Korban. And Tfilah is a Mokum Korban, that's what brings down this Pasuk. That means if you davened in a Mokum where there was Soya there, Shmutz there, you're not allowed to. And Omar Rabba, Hayul Vachota, since you said Shmoneser in the place where you weren't supposed to, is Alpha Pishy, Spalot, Kinos, a Tueva. Your Tfilah is called a Tueva. What does that mean? To tell you that two Pshatim, the Alpha Pishy, Spalot, Kinos, a Tueva, twice the heavy movers, Lo Yucheliskan. He did something bad, he can't be Misakan. He learned Yitaka Davin, but it's a bad Davin. The Re Pirish, and the Loch we held like the Re, the Yasav Yispal. If he came out, you Davin in a Mokim with the worst Soya there, then Yasav Yispal. So here, what killed between these two Gemaras? The first Gemara says, if you're davening Shmoneseri, and the middle you saw Tzoy is in front of you, then all you have to do is walk Daladamas away. And here it says, your tefillah is not a good tefillah, you have to daven over again. So the Achronim say, the Pshat is, it depends if you were supposed to know there was Tzoy there or not. Hey, the Mokim where you're davening right now, if it's a place where Shchiach, Tzoy should be there, and the kids around there, and they could be there, they made there, so you were supposed to know about it, then there's a tiny of Pesheya. You shouldn't have davened there unless you checked out the place. And then if you daven and later you find out it was there, it's called your Pesheya, your tefillah is not a good tefillah. Vashenka, the first Gemara is talking about that the Tzoya wasn't right in front of you. It wasn't even within your Daladamis. It was just in front of you. So there the Pshat is, you don't have a chiyuv if you daven to check out all the place miles in front of you. You're not called a Pesheya. You have a right to Nemo, the Mokum was Torah. So then, calls the man, you don't know about it, you didn't do anything wrong. But if now you see it, so you have to stop davening and walk away, Daladamas. But you're not called a Pesheya, Peshas you daven, because you weren't supposed to know. Because if it's Bimkoimoi, and it's talking about Bimkoimoi where you should have realized it was there. Hashem, if you don't have to realize it was there, then it's Mutta. Muslim Nishul, you don't have to think there's any Tzoya there in Nishul. So even if after davening you find out there was there, then you wouldn't have to daven over again. But let's say a person just came out of the Beis HaKisei, it was a dirty Beis HaKisei, and there was some stuff on the floor there. So you should have known maybe your shoes got the dirty from it. And later you daven Shmoneser and you found out you had some Tzoya on your shoes, that's called the Pesheya, and then you would have to daven over again. So you can tell you if you were Pesheya, if you should have known or should have realized it was there, then if you daven, you have to daven over again. But if you're an owner, you didn't have to know, then we held the tefillah as a good tefillah.
How much
in your Daladamas, right around you. So some of first learned of what did it smell. So your Pesheya, you should have smelled it, you should have realized it. But you think it's smarry that you're Pesheya then. You should have realized it. If it doesn't smell, and you're not supposed to think it's there, then you're an owner. It's like, you don't have to think Tzoya is there. and all of a sudden later you see something is there, you don't have to daven over again. But if you're in your house, where you have your kids running around, you have diapers there, this, and it could be there, then you should check before you daven. And then you have a kid walking around with diapers. So Shchiach, he could have a schmutz there. So if he's davening, you should check him before you start davening. And you call the Peshay, you should have checked him out. Tana Rabbani. For Yohim Mitzvila, person was in the middle of davening Shemun Esrei, Omayim Sheis Nabirka. He says, May Raglaim, water starts coming out of him. His life is not talking about there before he had to go. He didn't have to go before, so he's allowed to start davening. And the Nimla could be with a sick person, the water started to come out the Miraglayim. His Poisik stopped davening there when the water's coming out, until the water finishes, then the Chayzim is Pawel. You're allowed to continue davening Shemun Esrei the way you are without washing hands, anything, you're allowed to continue. But the more Leichun Chayzim, where do you continue to? Rav Chizav Ramnuna, Machlokes. Chadama Chazal Rosh, you have to start over davening. Start over again. One says, no, you just start where you ended off. Not to Aloha. Just start where you ended off. But tomorrow, what the machlok? You say, let me walk in with you. Masova imshok de ligmuras kuloi chayzel the rush. The question here is, well, when the water started to come, you had to stop, and it took a long time till it stopped. So it took you 2-3 minutes. And Yoshua Nesra only takes 2 minutes. So if the wait in between was longer than the whole thing, that's called the hesed, you have to start over again. They don't know. Even though you waited this long, it's enough to come back to the place you ended. Of the Zoi. If that's the Shiloh, it should have said that. The question is, if he waited so long to finish Hol Shemoneh Esrei, now he starts davening again, where does he start from? About if he had such a big hefsid, he had to wait in between till he could have 3 minutes, he could have finished Hol Shemoneh Esrei. About he has to start over again. That's called the hefsid. If any time you stop davening and waited amount of time that you could have finished davening, that's hefsek, start over again. Now here we're talking about where the Meir Raglaim came out for one minute, and then you could daven again. So what's the machlokes? You didn't wait the 2-3 minutes. You only waited a half a minute. Kemiflagi. Tamasova gavra dechuyu. Heavy bout, he was, had to go. So at that time he wasn't worried to daven. So even the first tefillah that he davened wasn't called a good tefillah. He's a garbage that had to go then. He shouldn't have davened then. V'yein ro. V'yein tefillah. Tefillah is not a good tefillah. At the time when he started davening, he didn't have to go. And he's a garbage the chazia. Tefillah is a good tefillah. As he went in the middle of Shemun Esrei, it's no kasha. But at the beginning, when he started, he didn't have to go. So now it came out, that's called the Gavra's Chozi, and that's how we pass like this, but all you have to go to is back to the place where you stopped.
Well, why should this be any different than the previous example?
So Mei Raglaim is a Kula. Mei Raglaim, they say, it's only Midrabonin, you're not supposed to daven in front of it. Mitzoya is an Issa D'Raisi, not a lot of daven in front of Tzoya. Mei Raglaim is only Midrabonin. So in the Mokum, we're in the middle of Shemun Esrei, they weren't Masid you. So they didn't make such a big term for you.
But then tefillah is tefillah then. Why do we have to be as machmir as we are over here?
So we hold tefillah is tefillah. We hold that the mandiyam is a good tefillah.
No.
We hold that it is a good tefillah. But another thing.
Well, I mean, even the Havimina shouldn't be that tefillah.
Right, another thing that occurred, the Shurim says here is talking about that the Meir Raglaim Izam came out not that much, like tip, only drops came out, and it was nibble in his beget. So it wasn't any place of water there in front of you. It was in his begodim. So they say it's only mutter if your outside the godam are clean. So only if the inside the godam are wet, but since the outside the godam are clean, then it's good. Or else the case is it fell onto the ground and it was nivla dissolved into the ground. So you don't have any meraglaim on top of the ground. That's the case. But if there would have been a puddle of meraglaim on the ground, then you're right. Then you're supposed to walk away daladamas. So here we're talking about either one of two cases. Either with nivla in his beged, in his underpants, it's there. So it's a chiddush. Even though his underpants is wet, still he's allowed to daven Shemun Esrei. So even though mitzchila, you're not supposed to. And if you didn't start davening yet, you're supposed to go change. But lo yitzur, in the middle of davening though, since it's only an issur, the rabbanon, they weren't matriach you to stop davening, go change in the middle, you're allowed to continue davening. So nagaya, some of the most people are sick, that it comes out, they can't stop it. And again, even though the begodim get wet, that's the halacha. All they have to do is just stop at that time when it's coming out, and then you're allowed to continue on the Shemun Esrei.
What about the holy bag and the colostomy bag?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But maybe it's covered up there, though, right? If it's covered up, I'm not sure. Could be it'll be mutter there. But Fati is honest. If he has no brewery, he can't do anything else. It'll be mutter. But that's only the Meirag line is only the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin wore machmir, mocking with Siyaki. We can't do it.
Even so.
So I don't know. So it'll be different. So is Nisidi Raisa. So you're not allowed to daven in front of Soyuz. It could be there would be awesome.
All right, we'll stop here.